know you can't meditate. Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It is the official kickoff of week number 5. Can't believe it's already week number 5 in the National Football League tonight when the Houston Texans and the Indianapolis Colts do battle on Thursday night. The Cleveland Browns are going to use Justin Gilbert as their primary kick returner going forward. I'd say yes. I want to see more of that. And according to a report on Bleacher Report, he is going to get some look at wide receiver.
And in the report, and this is a quote from Coach Pettine, he doesn't look all that out of place.
We've put him at wide receiver, and he doesn't look out of place. Okay, what is your initial reaction to this? Now, we've heard, you know, Deion Sanders wanted to play offense. Patrick Peterson was used some
at wide receiver. Terrell Pryor, who's still out of a job.
But I'm talking cornerbacks. Patrick Peterson wanted to play some at offense, and they even did throw him the ball a couple times, and he got some snaps in there for the Arizona Cardinals. But those guys were established excellent cornerbacks. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So does this mean that it's like, is it an early give up? What does it mean?
I think it's an experiment. And I thought, well, he's not getting on the field much of the end of last season, the last 8 weeks, and then he's not getting on the field for the first few weeks of this football season. And you put him in as a kick returner, which, you know, that has been discussed, you know, since he was drafted to essentially spark him and his interest in playing football in the National Football League. And I think with the ball in his hands, as we saw against the Indianapolis Colts last year, and the ball in his hands as a kick returner, averaging 30-plus yards a return, how can you experiment or think up a way to get him the football somehow? And 50% of people are going to go, wow, that's cool, innovative way to, you know, maybe make a play or steal a play. The same concept that I thought we would use Terrell Pryor in. And then there's going to be 50% of the people that go, are we really that desperate?
Well, not only that, but this is a guy that we know is struggling to play cornerback, obviously, given his status on the depth chart.
We're giving him an opportunity to struggle at another position.
But, I mean, how distracting is that to his work as a cornerback? Is it an impediment at all?
Well, not necessarily. Well, it may be. I take that back. It may be, but with us doing a show right now and practice going on right now, at least for me, I don't get out there to see who's taking scout team reps versus the number one offense. So if Justin Gilbert is missing out on scout team reps, and, you know, while it's very frustrating to say that your 8th overall pick in last year's draft is not participating on the defensive side of the football in the game plan and is basically a scout team player, if he's missing out on those reps because of an experiment on the offensive side of the ball of a rep here or mental reps that take him out of those scout team reps for him, an opportunity to show his skills, an opportunity to work on his technique, to show understanding and execution and listening to coaches, all the elementary stuff that you know I coach in flag football in first and second grade, then I do think it's not a good move for Justin Gilbert.
It's just an interesting thing to me because, you know, now all of a sudden he's your primary kick returner, so that's good, and I like that. Chris Tabor saying that today. But this receiver thing I find to be very, very interesting and in some ways alarming.
Yeah, I'm sorry to cut you off, but you just dream up situations that you might. And I don't think Justin Gilbert's going to go run a route and catch a football. And I said the same thing about Terrell Pryor. But so do you use him in gadget plays? Gadget plays are, you know, reverse, double reverse, halfback passes. All those funky trick plays are gadget plays. excuse me. And would you rather run a reverse to Justin Gilbert to get the football in his hands and force it? Or would you rather get the ball to Travis Benjamin, who's proven to be a speedster who has the ball in his hands, play in, play out as a wide receiver, in handling the ball, in using his speed, in reading blocks in front of you that a defender only gets to do at three-quarter speed in practice and maybe a few times in his career as either a punt kick or off an interception return?
It's just an interesting thing, and I have an opportunity to talk with head coach Mike Pettine later today for the Mike Pettine Show.
Yeah, tune in to the Mike Pettine Show.
PNC Bank, Cleveland Browns Radio Network, along with Ken Carman, and I'm going to ask him about it because it is very interesting to me, and I'm curious as what his reason. Now, Bodie on the corner, our guy, one of our who likes to check in with us, says that Pettine said it's because of injuries at wide receiver that they're giving him the reps. So that would be who? Brian Hartline? And who else?
Crickets?
Who else is injured at wide receiver? I mean, is maybe Dwayne Bowe they're considering still somewhat injured?
Yeah. I mean, I guess not. No, he was up last week and got a rep.
He was up. He got a few reps. As I look at
look at the injury report from yesterday.
If you look at the injury report from the Browns yesterday, there isn't a receiver even listed on it. Brian Hartline's not even listed on the injury report.
Well, which, as we now know, because of the Joe Hayden situation, would again violate NFL rules, right?
Well, it matters once you make your official injury report.
The post practice came out.
I'm surprised because he was on the pre-practice one, but he must have practiced. I'm surprised that he's not on it. But as of yesterday, the Browns said, you know, I'm looking because they do it by position. There isn't a single wide receiver on the injury report. So that's interesting. I wonder what people think about this. If Justin Gilbert, are you ready? Is that a give up on him at corner to have him doing this? You know, how would that be received in the locker room when you're looking at this for Justin Gilbert?
Wait, here we go. I got the injury report from yesterday. This is practice.
Right. This is from the Browns PR staff.
There is no wide receiver listed.
Right. They have two. They've got Breshad Perriman and Steve Smith.
Did not practice. Correct.
And they will be out. But do you believe that this is this something that is going to be helpful to – does this mean – what do you read into this as a defender? If you're on the defense of the Cleveland Browns, what do you read into that as a defensive player or as a defensive back? Do you read into it that they just don't think he can ever overtake Johnson Badamosi?
If you're a defender, you don't read into it anything because you're focused on your work. And you hate to say it, in the same way that there were factions of this locker room and it was so divided over Johnny Manziel and and Josh McCown, the guys want the best players on the football field that allow them to win. If Bigfoot walked in here and could help them win football teams, put him in a Browns football games, put him in a Browns uniform, and let's go.
By the way, I'm a fan of the Sasquatch, prefer the Yeti, though.
Right, with the new Goosebumps movie. My kids are going to want to see that.
There
right?
you go.
But I just meant, it doesn't matter, you know? Whoever's going to give us the best opportunity to win, but something like this, to me, midweek, you know, that's stealing storylines from things that actually matter, which is how winnable of a football game this is for the Cleveland Browns and how much this team and franchise needs to get back to 2-3 should be the focus point of this entire week of conversations. Not a guy that has only dressed one football game might play wide receiver. A guy that did not even make this football team that was making a position change to wide receiver was a topic of conversation for 3 weeks of training camp, and he's not even here. How many people's fingers are bleeding or voices are dry because they've typed and talked about that for 3 weeks, and it's not even relevant to winning and losing football games right now. And I feel like this is the same thing. Justin Gilbert getting one rep or three reps at wide receiver in practice or in a stretch in the game is not going to have anything to do with winning and losing football games.
I think, listen, the guy's he's a phenomenal athlete, and if you find a way to have him help you, and if it's not a corner that is,
yeah, so is Terrell Pryor, and he's out of a job.
That's
okay,
right.
and it's like I want to hear people talk about he's a great football player, he's a phenomenal athlete. That's great, you know. Think of all the guys that have been drafted in the first round that are workout warriors, that couldn't play more than 2 years in the National Football League because they showed out for one day and they weren't good football players. And you would think Ray Farmer has been drafting some good – this year's draft, I think, was drafting some football guys, okay? And it's still very early for them to determine, you know, what type of success they've had. But right now, I don't want you need athletes, okay? But I want football players.
Yeah, it's – you know, the good news is, and we are going to hear from both offensive coordinator John DeFilippo and defensive coordinator Jim O'Neill today. And Jim O'Neill is actually speaking right now, and he's talking about Justin Gilbert as a cornerback and how they'll need him this season, and he likes the direction that he is going. So we'll hear from him later on. That is going to be at 1:30 p.m. At 2 o'clock, we got Browns offensive coordinator John DeFilippo. We'll go through the Browns offense versus the Ravens defense, as we always do on Matchup Thursday. So I think we will go through all of those things. And, you know, we've got a lot to do. We've got Stan White, the Ravens radio analyst and former Ohio State Buckeye, to preview the game with us at 2:30. We've got calls. We're going to take your calls, 216-578-0850. And here's our Ohio Business Machine hot topics of the day. Number one, getting ready for the Ravens. What's the matchup the Browns have to win on Sunday? Are you more concerned about the Ravens' offense or defense? And why do you think the Ravens have been so successful against the Cleveland Browns? Those are our Ohio Business Machine's hot topics of the day. I think this is pretty easy. The matchup the Browns have to win, they've got to stop Justin Forsett. Justin Forsett averaged 6.2 yards a carry against them last year. He ran for 150 yards in their lone win, which was the game against Pittsburgh. They've got to stop Justin Forsett and make the Ravens as one-dimensional as you can, given all of their injuries at the pass-catching positions.
I agree.
Number two, am I more concerned about the Ravens' offense or defense? I'm more concerned about their offense because I'm more concerned about our defense, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to be.
And in their ability to stop Justin Forsett. And three, why do you think the Ravens have been so successful against the Browns? They've been one of the best franchises in the National Football League, and the Browns haven't. I think it's just it's that simple. They've been a winning team.
And how much of that has to do with the spread being at 6.5, with both teams sitting at 1-3?
I think a lot of it is, to me, a lot of that. I don't think the Ravens are 7 points better than anybody. They played some competitive games, but they are ultimately 1-3 on the season. So in four games, they wouldn't have covered that spread. Now, they played Cincinnati tough. They were up at Cincinnati late. They were up against the Baltimore Ravens late. And they were up, against the Denver Broncos in week one. And they were up late against Oakland. So they're a couple defensive stands or a clutch play in the moment here or there from being 4-0.
Yeah.
So that's different than where the Browns are at.
Sure.
To be fair
but
to
that
the Baltimore
was,
Ravens.
And a lot of that was with Steve Smith. Yes. And a lot of that, and again, there was no Suggs, but, you didn't know how bad or good this defense was. So that playing these football games out has led you to believe that they're not the football team that they were to open the football season.
You would think not. That, they played a Denver team that's undefeated, very, very tough, lost 13-19. They played the Oakland Raiders, very tough in Oakland, and were ahead late, gave up. They were up 33-30 late, gave up a touchdown. They were up against the Bengals 24-21, gave up a touchdown late, lost 28-24. And then they beat the Steelers 23-20. And then they have the Browns and the Niners the next 2 weeks. So they're probably looking at this saying, we win this game. We got the Niners. We got a good shot to get to 3-3 before we take on Arizona and San Diego before our bye. And then you get the Jacksonville Jaguars right out of the bye. So the Ravens, I think they see this as really a pivotal game in their season. 1-4 is a lot different than 2-3.
Their season? What about our season?
Well, every game right now is pivotal and make or break in our season.
Yes.
I think that the Ravens' aspirations with all the people talking about Super Bowl before the season might be on a little bit of a different plane than the Browns. But, yeah, of course, this is absolutely a must-have game for the Browns. Every game is a must-have game for the Cleveland Browns. When we come back, we're going to get to the phone lines, 216-578-0850. We want to get your thoughts on the matchup the Browns have to win. What do you think about Justin Gilbert? I still believe that if Johnson Badamosi is playing, I'd rather see Justin Gilbert. How much worse can he be, but your investment in him and the desire to take advantage of these great athletic traits in Johnson Badamosi to me seems, in Justin Gilbert seems massive compared to what you have in Johnson Badamosi. Johnson Badamosi is a great special teams player. Anything gives you beyond that is gravy. Justin Gilbert's supposed to be a great corner.
Is it not the equivalent to wanting to see Johnny Manziel play?
Of course. Of course.
It's the exact. In whatever situation.
The difference is Josh McCown, I would say, is a little bit more proven at his position.
Correct.
Than Johnson Badamosi.
And I'm not essentially comparing it to Badamosi to McCown. I'm more so speaking of, in generalities, to these two young men who haven't done a whole lot in the National Football League and have struggled, mightily at times and showed inklings of promise, that any rep in practice at their position, and especially the game reps that you're talking about Johnny Manziel getting or earning, Justin Gilbert needs the same exact thing.
Yes. Yes, he needs the opportunity. He needs to get his confidence by doing it.
And in some cases, in Johnny's case, as you said, if he gets the football, he will learn by failing at times. You know, Justin Gilbert will learn by getting beat. And it's the consistent part in both Johnny Manziel and Justin Gilbert that you hope they can overcome and actually become consistent. Otherwise, there's a lot of the reason why they're not on the football field.
In your career, was it always the case that guys, you didn't always go with the guys with the most talent because you went with the guys you felt safer? Coaches would go with the guys they felt safer about on game days.
They'll go with the wild card until they're burned, and then they'll go consistent. That's fact.
Guys got to keep their jobs. It's the National Football League. It's an execution league. You're going to hear that a lot today from Jim O'Neill. We will hear from him at 1:30. Right now, we are going to take our first break. When we come back, we are going to go to the phone lines, 216-578-0850. It's Cleveland Browns Daily, and it is driven by Liberty Ford.